Random House Audio presents Westward the Tide by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Robert Petkoff. Chapter 1. Matt Bardool rode his long-legged zebra dun down the dusty main street of Deadwood Gulch a few minutes ahead of the stage. He swung down and tied his horse to the hitching rail, then stepped up to the boardwalk, a tall, young man in a black, flat-crowned hat and buckskin shirt. Instead of entering the IXL hotel and restaurant, he pushed his hat back on his head and leaned against one of the posts that supported the wooden awning. In his high-heeled star boots with their huge, roweled California spurs and his ivory-handled tied-down guns, he was a handsome, dashing figure. It was the summer of 1877, and the old, reliable Cheyenne and Black Hills stage line boasted the shortest, safest, and best service in the West. When the stage swung into Main Street, Matt Bardool turned his green, watchful eyes toward the racing six-horse Concord and watched it roll to a stop in front of the IXL. He had kept pace with the stage most of the way from Cheyenne, but aside from the mutual protection from marauding Indians, he had no interest in the stage or its passengers until he saw the girl alight from the stage at Pull Creek Ranch. He was lifting a match to the freshly rolled cigarette when he saw her, and he looked past the flame into her eyes, and something seemed to hit him in the stomach. He stood there, staring, until the flame burned his fingers. He let out a startled yelp and dropped the match, and he saw just the flicker of a smile on her lips as she turned away. He swore softly, staring after her as she walked toward the ranch house, and then he turned back to his horse, but his fingers...